Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Lost Skills Podcast. We help you learn the skills you need to survive modern life. Today's episode is going to be on how to learn new skills. I haven't done an episode, I guess, like this for a little while, and I wanted to talk about it a little bit. Just things that people can do to learn something new. You know, that's what the Lost Skills Podcast is all about, is learning skills. So, I have, you know, some thoughts, some ways you can learn things, ways to do it on the cheap or free, which is also another thing that I'm about at the Lost Skills Podcast, is super cheap. One of the first ways to learn a new skill is schooling. And this is not the cheap and, you know, almost free way, although it can be. There are lots of free online classes. They may not be particularly exactly what you are looking for, but maybe they could get you pointed in the right direction. And you can use that to learn, you know, say basic plumbing. You know, there's you know, a lot of things. And I'm not going to mention that right now, but you could take some online classes. Perhaps, you know, like, say you find a free online plumbing class. Now, you want to run some gas pipe. It's not exactly the same thing, but you learn some of the... You learn some of the skills you need to start figuring out how to plumb things, you know, what the fittings are, what they do, you know, just how to use them. There's a lot of things you can learn. One thing, well, about schooling is you can go to vocational school, technical college. That's where, like, where I learned how to weld. I went to technical school and I learned how to weld. At the time, it was like $4,500. A good welder, you know, well, actually a decent welder can make anywhere from $15 to $25 an hour. So you figure it out. The cost of the $4,500 worth of training versus a lifetime of making pretty decent money. And if you're a traveling welder, you make even more, but that's not what we're here about. We're here about school. Welding was a skill that I already had, but I went to school for the diploma, and sometimes you just need to do that too. You may have a skill, but you need to go somewhere and get a certificate from the government saying, hey, this person knows how to do this. So, but if you want to learn how to weld or something like that, a lot of vocational schools not only offer daytime classes, they offer nighttime classes. And, I'm sorry, I'm yawning a lot, guys. Sometimes they offer, you know, very focused classes. Like, you could take the welding program, or you could take the class that teaches you pretty much how to weld. And I'm just using welding as an example. But yeah, going to school for a certain thing, or, you know, if you can find classes that are run on them, that's a really good way to learn a skill. And, you know, learning by doing is one of the best ways to learn things. When I learn things, it's usually very hands-on. I'm doing the work and stuff, so that's the way I learn. Oh, man, I'm sorry, guys. I keep yawning. I'm super tired. Actually, I touched on my next topic, which was night classes. Not only are you going to school, you can take night classes. And a lot of times the night classes are more focused. They're a much cheaper rate than the day course of the full program going to vocational school. Sometimes you can take night classes just on some really strange things. Like they used to, well, I know they still do, but they have classes on some really weird things from the technical college. I remember, I think they had a class on like brewing beer even. I don't know if they still do, but I know at one time they had something like that. They have classes that you wouldn't normally see at the technical college during the day that they have at nighttime. So that's another thing you could do. Okay. The next is having a mentor. I think that's really important to have a mentor, whatever. And just to have someone, you know, that kind of take you under their wing, and if you have trouble, they can show you how to fix things, or they can ask you the questions that you need to get your brain going on how to fix stuff. Also, if you're doing something that's semi-dangerous, they could be there to make sure you don't get hurt. Finding a mentor is one of the important things. Like, it could be for anything: fishing, shooting, hunting, trapping. You know, how to build a shed. If you want to learn how to build a shed, you find someone that's done that before and have them mentor you on how to build a shed. But just about any type of any type of thing, you can find someone to be your mentor. And, you know, that there's, if someone's been doing it for a long time, a lot of times they know little tips, little tricks, things that you could take 10, 15 years to learn, or may never learn. You may never figure out the easy way of doing things. Here's the next one, and it kind of does go hand in hand with being mentored, is to work as an intern for free. There are a lot of companies that do take internships, and a lot of times they're not paid positions. Like when I remember, my wife did some internship, and I mean, she was lucky enough she got paid, but there were some people, I do remember her saying that they didn't get paid. They basically had to offer to work there for free so they could complete their internship and complete the course they were taking. And I think that one might have been the medical assistant one. I know she had to take two, one for a medical assistant and one for hospitality, hotel and restaurant management, if I remember if that was her degree. I think she had to do internships for both of those. But, you know, an internship could be something as simple as going down to the local garage and saying, "Hey, look, I kind of want to know what's what on cars. If I help you for free, will you teach me?" And if they say yes, then you say, "I'm not looking for any money. I just want the experience." Or you go to a local weld shop and say, "Hey, I want to learn how to weld. You know, could you teach me how to weld? And I will, you know, come here and help you lay things out, and you know, if I get good enough, I'll help you weld stuff." A lot of times they'll say yes, especially if it doesn't cost them anything. And if it's something that you could pick up fairly quickly and be a benefit to their company, more than likely they will hire you on as an intern. Excuse me. Well, another thing is group learning. Now, this could be a benefit. You could get together, say you want to learn a particular skill, you could get together a bunch of people and you could hire someone to teach classes on it, to teach you all how to do the skill. And the reason that that might not be a bad thing is sometimes you can get a group rate. sometimes you can get someone to come and give lectures and do classes and stuff if you have a sufficient number of people. No, if it's just you, so-and-so survival instructor isn't going to fly, say, to Wisconsin and teach you how the survival class. But if you had 10 or 15 people, they may consider flying there. You know, of course, it's going to cost, they're going to charge a little bit more, but per person, it may be cheaper. Oh, man, I'm sorry, guys. Excuse me, I'm so tired. It is late in the morning right now. Well, it's after midnight right now. Ooh, there's a deer. Oh, he stayed there, thank God. And that's, just one of the things you could do. Another great place to learn new skills is YouTube. I was talking to a friend of mine recently, and he's big into brewing now and distilling, and he told me that he learned how to do everything that he knows on YouTube. And he actually makes some really, really good moonshine. But he learned how to make this moonshine by watching YouTube videos on distilling and alcohol production. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I learned how to put in a septic, and I helped somebody put a septic in once by watching YouTube videos. It wasn't a standard septic with gravel. It was the gravel-less septic leach field chambers, and I learned how to install them by watching some videos online, and I helped them install these, and it was a pretty cool job. I just recently took some welding tests, and I learned how to do certain welds in some of the joints by watching a video from Welding Tips and Welding Tips and Tricks on YouTube, and they can show you how to do some things. Things you need to look for. Little tips that you're not going to... Little tips that you're not going to know because you aren't doing stuff like this every day. So I think that, bypassing YouTube as a valid idea is something that shouldn't be, forgotten about. You can learn a lot of things on YouTube, like I have videos on how to do a brake job. It takes you through step by step, and pretty much all brake jobs are the same. The fasteners may be a little different, but you can get the general idea just by watching a video. Also, I did a reloading video, and I didn't give any directions or the recipe for loading bullets, but I kind of go through the main generic ways to build ammunition. So there's a lot of great resources out there, everybody. And I just wanted to do this episode. I know it might be a little shorter than normal. One thing I didn't do was I didn't, peddle my wares. So if you like these kinds of shows, guys, consider joining my members area. It's $25 a year. If you join for the year, you get a free Lost Skills Podcast sticker if you send me your address. And, there's like 200 PDFs of different simple machines you can build. There's a few ebooks in there, and you're helping support the show. I mean, if you get like 50 cents worth of enjoyment out of an episode, consider joining the members area. Also, go to my website, click on the Amazon link, and then just do your shopping as normal. It doesn't cost you any more, and it helps support the show. So with that being said, I think I'm going to end the show right here. I'm getting pretty tired and I'm starting to yawn a lot. So I hope you guys, go out and learn something new. And just remember, guys, to keep calm and prep on.